Hi, we're turning back the clock on February 20, the day in 1962 when John Glenn became the first American to orbit the Earth.
This capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
One of our greatest cricketers retired on this day in 1963. Neil Harvey played 79 tests, was our vice-captain from 1957, regarded as a brilliant fielder, and at retirement, he was our second most prolific run scorer and century maker. Oh, and he bowled a little bit of spin too.
He starts unfolding some beautiful shots, all of them marked with the stamp of the truly great batsman he is.
The 33rd Grammy Awards were presented in 1991, famous for naming Mariah Carey as Best New Artist. They sure got that right. Mariah went on to become the top-selling female artist of the 90s.
I'm just really thankful and... That's it.
February 20 birthday, special one to start us off. Sir Sidney Poitier is 93. He won an Academy Award in 1963 for his role in Lilies of the Field.
It's English lesson time. I build a chapel.
I build a chapel.
You build a chapel.
Aussie vet and TV presenter Dr. Harry Cooper turns 77.
He's a little bit anxious about the world and what goes on out here, and he's a little bit insecure about the whole thing too.
Yeah. Ivana Trump is 71. The former wife of Donald Trump does some travel writing these days for spare change.
He took the divorce as a business deal, and he cannot lose. He has to win.
Former supermodel Cindy Crawford turns 54 today. She says this was her greatest moment on the catwalk.
Versace, a 91, when all of us came down the runway, lip-syncing to George Michael, Freedom.
And singer Rihanna celebrates her 32nd birthday. She had a big hit with her first single in 2006. Finally today, rock icon Kurt Cobain was also born on this day. The lead singer and guitarist with Nirvana died at the age of just 27 in 1994. Remembering Kurt Cobain on February 20.